由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
And we have been going through a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
我哋一路都喺度讲紧有关圣灵嘅果子呢一个嘅系列信息嘅。
We began by explaining how stress is very important to the manifestation of the fruit.
喺开始嘅时候，我哋介绍咗压力对圣灵嘅果子嘅表现有几咁重要。
And we looked at love and joy.
我哋亦都介绍咗仁爱同埋喜乐。
And this is the third of the fruit of the Spirit, and it is peace.
今日咧就开始去讲圣灵嘅第三种嘅果子，就系和平啦。
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you became envious of another person?
你有冇曾经妒忌过其他嘅人呢
？Even though you are content where you are, yet you discover that an old friend has become more successful than you are.
就算你系对自己目前嘅处境好满意，但系当你发现一个老朋友比你更加成功嘅时候
，What go through your mind？
你嘅脑里边系谂紧啲乜嘢咧
？Do you wish him ill？
你会唔会希望佢病呢
？Do you hope？He will fail?
会唔会希望佢失败呢
？Does your attitude toward this person change?
你对呢一个人嘅态度会唔会有变化呢
？If that's what you do, do you know what is happening to you?
如果你有呢啲嘅谂法，你知唔知自己究竟出咗咩问题啊
？You have become infected with a deadly virus called envy.
你已经系被感染咗一个好攞命嘅一个病毒。就是嫉妒了。
And one of the serious symptoms of that virus of envy is the loss of peace.
这一种病最严重的一个症状呢，就是失去了和平。
In most cases, when that happens, you don't have sufficient antidotes to win the secret war that will be with you for a long time.
大多数的人呢，都没有足够的好的办法呢去赢这一场内心的争战的。但是呢，这一场争战却是会持续很长很长的时间。
No wonder Proverbs 14:30 tells us.
难怪箴言14章30节那里这样告诉我们。
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的扭烂。
For those of you tuned in into this broadcast for the first time, we have begun a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
第一次收听我哋呢个节目嘅朋友咧，请注意啦，我哋咧正系讲紧圣灵嘅果子呢个系列嘅信息。
So far, we have discussed love and joy.
到目前为止咧，我哋系讲过仁爱同埋喜乐呢两种嘅果子。
And today we come to peace.
今日咧，我哋就讲第三种圣灵嘅果子，就系和平啦。
In fact, in Galatians 5, Paul lists jealousy and envy as the works of the flesh.
实际上喺加拉太书嘅第五章，使徒保罗将嫉妒同埋记恨列入咗肉体嘅情欲里边。
Let us read Galatians 5:19-21.
让我哋一齐读一读加拉太书五章。19-21节嘅经文咧，经文咧系咁讲嘅：情欲的事都是显然易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、憎敬、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们。现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
As we saw before, works of the flesh are working in the opposite direction of the fruit of the Spirit.
正如我们之前曾经讲过，肉体的情欲总是和圣灵的果子是背道而驰的。
And that is why Paul goes on in verse 21 of chapter 5 of Galatians to say,
这个就是为什么保罗在加拉太书五章二十一节这样讲。
I warn you as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
他说，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Envy is like a virus.
嫉妒就好像一种的病毒一样。
That virus causes you to resent people for what they have which you don't have.
这种病毒呢，是令到你因为人家拥有你所没有的东西就去怨恨他们。
A widely circulated magazine recently dubbed the decade of the 90s as the age of complainers.
有一本是发行得很广泛的杂志，是最近称90年代为一个是抱怨者的年代。
Complaining is often the product of envy.
抱怨经常都是源自嫉妒的。
Envy is not a virus that is exclusive to those who don't have anything.
是不是一无所有的人才会染上嫉妒这种病毒呢？
Not necessarily.
未必的哦。
King Ahab of Israel had everything.
以色列的国王阿哈已经拥有一切了。
But when he could not get a tiny little field that belonged to a poor man by the name of Naboth, he became sick with envy.
但是当他得不到穷人拿伯的一块很小的田地的时候，他就产生了嫉妒了。
He pouted and sulked until his wicked wife Queen Jezebel plotted to kill the poor man.
他很不满，很生气，于是他那个邪恶的妻子皇后耶洗别就谋杀了这个可怜的人了。
And took his field from him to satisfy her wicked and envious husband.
并且呢，是抢夺了这位拿伯的田产，去满足他那位又邪恶又嫉妒的丈夫。
It is not only those people who have nothing who are envious.
不单止一无所有的人会嫉妒。
But those who have everything.
拥有一切的人同样都会嫉妒的。
You will find the story in your Bible in 1 Kings 21, 1-24.
你可以在圣经列王记上21章1至24节、21章1至24节去看到这个故事。
There are some people who have everything and yet they are envious.
有些人是拥有一切，但是他仍然是会嫉妒的。
And yet I have known people who had very little in terms of material possessions and yet they are contented and had the peace of God.
但是我认识一些人，虽然他们只是拥有很少的物质财富，却能够知足，并且是拥有从神而来的和平。
Even though these people are poor, they rejoice for the blessings of others.
虽然这些人很贫穷，但是他却是为人家能够蒙受福气而感到喜乐的。
My listening friends, please listen to me carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细的听我继续讲啊。
Envy has nothing to do with what you have.
嫉妒和你拥有什么是没有关系的。
Envy is an incapacitating virus.
嫉妒是一种令人残废的病毒。
Envy is a dilapidating virus.
嫉妒是一种具有破坏性的病毒。
Envy is like a cancer that causes men to regress to childhood attitude and expressions.
嫉妒就好似癌症一样，会令人变翻好似细路哥去处事，去表达佢内心嘅感受。
Even a godly man like King David, when he coveted and envied, he ended up committing adultery and murder.
就算系好似大卫咁虔诚啊，当佢去贪恋同埋嫉妒人哋嘅嘢嘅时候，最终都是会犯通奸和谋杀的罪的。
And until he repented, he lost his peace.
直到佢最后悔改啦，先至能够咧重新得到平安。
You will find this story in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
你可以咧喺撒母耳记下十一章咧去揾到呢一段嘅史实嘅。
Envy always causes strife and loss of peace.
嫉妒总系会导致纷争，失去和平。
Make no mistake about it.
请大家小心，唔好喺呢方面犯错啦。
Write it down.
将佢写落嚟啊。
In fact, the Greeks had a goddess named Iris.
事实上咧，希腊人系有一个嘅女神叫做艾瑞斯嘅。
Let me tell you about her.
让我向你介绍一下佢啊。
Iris was the goddess who incited people into strife that comes out of envy.
这个的艾瑞斯呢，总是会煽动人，因为嫉妒呢，而起一些的争斗的。
And that is why the New Testament writers, while they do not name this goddess by name, they constantly warned against strife that comes out of envy and jealousy.
所以新约的作者，他们虽然没有指名道姓地去提到这位的女神，但是呢，他们仍然是不断地去提出警告，要我们提防因为这些嫉妒而产生了争斗。
Why?
为什么那些新约的作者会这样说呢？
Because they knew that this was how you could lose your peace.
因为他们知道嫉妒是会令你是失去了和平的。
But then, there is another virus that infects so many people.
但是呢，其实另外还有一种会感染很多人的病毒。
And it produces the same results as envy.
会产生呢跟嫉妒一样的后果的。
Which is the loss of peace.
这个后果就是会令你失去和平。
This virus is anxiety.
这一种的病毒就是忧虑了。
Let me define anxiety for you.
让我来对忧虑去下一个定义。
This is the way I am using the word in this message.
这个就是我在这个系列信息里面提到这个词的时候所表明的意思了。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the unimportant things in life and the false reasoning that if those things are attended to, life will be great.
所谓忧虑呢，就是让生命里面一些不重要的事情占据着我们的心思，并且不认为只要是专心投入在这些事情上面，生命才会变得精彩的。
I want to repeat that.
我来再重复一次。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the unimportant things in life and the false reasoning that if those things are attended to, life will be great.
就是说，所谓的忧虑就是让生命里面一些不重要的事占据着我们的心思，并且是误以为只要是专心投入在这些事情上面，生命才会变得精彩的。
Let me tell you about Mary and Martha.
我们来讲一下马大和玛利亚的故事。
Mary and Martha were sisters.
马大和玛利亚是姊妹来的。
Both loved the Lord Jesus.
他们都很爱他们的主，主耶稣基督。
Both sought to please the Lord Jesus.
他们都希望能够得到主的喜悦。
Both were believers.
他们都是信徒。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 38 we read,
在路加福音十章三十八节那里，我们看到
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
那段经文是这样记载，他说他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
Yet Martha became preoccupied with the cooking of that perfect meal.
但是呢，这位马大呢，却是用他全副的心思去预备一顿丰富的晚餐。
I mean it has to be perfect.
所谓的丰富呢，就是他要做到完美无瑕的。
She was preoccupied with the spotless house, that immaculate appearance.
他亦都全程投入，将他的屋呢，是打扫得一尘不染的。
Everything had to be done just right.
每件事呢，都要做到是恰到好处，要毫无瑕疵的。
Verse 40 of Luke 10.
在路加福音的十章四十节那里讲。
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
那里说，马大事后的事多，心里忙乱。
The world is searching so hard for the peace of God.
这个世界的人都很努力地去寻求神所赐的和平。
The word peace is often used by many people, but few truly find it.
和平这个的词语呢，很多人都会用，但是呢，几乎没有人是找到真正的和平的。
Yet peace is the rightful inheritance of every believer in Jesus Christ.
但是和平对每一个的基督徒来讲，都是一份应该得到的产业。
The whole world is looking for peace that passes understanding, and yet that peace can only be found in Jesus Christ.
世界上的人都在寻找超越人类理解范围的和平，但是真正的和平只能够在耶稣基督里面才找到。
The world is desperately looking for peace, but only those who truly follow Jesus will have it.
世界上的人都很饥渴地去寻求和平，但是只有那些真正跟随主耶稣基督的人才能够找得到。
God gave it to his children through his son.
神透过自己的独生爱子将和平赐给属神的儿女。
But the question is, why do God's people live a life of anxiety and envy just like the rest of the world?
但是问题是，为什么神的子民仍然是过着一些充满了忧虑、充满了嫉妒的生活，就好像世界上其他的人一样呢？
This happens when they become preoccupied with the unimportant things in life.
这个就是因为他们的心思都被生命里面一些不重要的事情占据住了。
Martha was preoccupied with the unimportant.
马大的心思就是被那些不重要的事占据了。
While her sister Mary sought to spend time with Jesus.
但是她的妹妹玛利亚却是寻求多些去亲近主。
She sat at his feet to learn from him.
她坐在主耶稣的脚前，是虚心地去受教。
Verse 39 of Luke 10.
在路加福音的十章三十九节那里这样说。
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
她说，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Martha's preoccupation with the unimportant things caused her envy and anxiety and loss of peace.
马大太过投入在那些不重要的事情上面，导致他嫉妒、忧虑，再没有任何的平安了。
I am sure some of you probably are saying,
我相信你们当中有些人会可能会说，
What does a man know about cooking and housekeeping?
男人是怎样懂得煮饭和执屋的呢？
There are time consuming.
这些实在是太花时间的家务了。
And I agree.
我同意这个说法的。
This is true. Housekeeping work is time consuming.
没错，做家务的确是很花时间的。
But not if it is going to crowd Jesus out of your life.
但是我们不能够因为这样就将主耶稣从我们的生活里面拱出去。
Men who are being consumed with sports or 16-hour work day is understandable.
男人在运动方面花很多的时间，或者一日工作16小时都是可以理解的。
But if it is going to crowd Jesus out of your life, then it is wrong.
但是如果因为这样就将主耶稣从你的生活里面拱出去，那实在是很错误的。
I'm telling you that right now on the authority of the word of God.
靠住神话语嘅权威，现在让我话俾你听。
Jesus said,
主耶稣话，
I am the vine and you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If a man remains in me and I in him,
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
He will bear much fruit.
这人就多结果子。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。
If anyone does not remain in me,
人若不常在我里面，
he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
就像枝子丢在外面枯干。
Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt.
人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。
Can you imagine Martha cooking up a storm?
你能不能够想象得到啊？马大的心里边正是酝酿住一场的暴风雨。
Working frantically and getting more and more frustrated with her sister.
当她越是忙乱地去工作，她对她妹妹就越来越不满。
Can't you see her looking at her sister out of the corner of her eyes?
你能不能够看到她不断好嬲地样望住她的妹妹啊？
Watching her sitting there learning from Jesus.
在这里看着她一直坐在那里听耶稣讲说话，但心里面却是非常之不满。
Can you imagine her kneading and scraping, slaving over a hot oven?
你能够想象马大在火红的炉边一路很辛苦地在搓那些面，在那里擦个窝。
Feeding the oven with wood and keeping the fire going.
又不断地在那个炉那里加些木柴，令到那个火能够烧得更加旺。这样的情景你能不能够想象得到呢？
Can't you just see her with her teeth gritting so hard and her jaw was about to explode?
你能不能够想象得到她在那里咬紧她的牙关，她的下巴好像就来要爆炸一样的样子呢？
Can't you imagine her thinking, this sister of mine?
你还可不可以想象到就是他当时心里面想什么？他心里面当然说，我这个妹妹，
She is insensitive.
她实在是太不像样，太不敏感了。
She doesn't care if Jesus would have a decent meal or not.
她并不关心主耶稣基督能不能够有一餐是好吃的送菜。
She doesn't care if Jesus sits on a clean floor or not.
亦都唔关心主耶稣坐嘅地方究竟系干净啊，定系唔干净。
She doesn't care about perfections and appearances.
佢唔在乎一切嘅外观究竟系咪干净，或者一切系咪完善，系咪已经无可指责。
Oh, this sister of mine, she is just too spiritual for her own good.
佢心里边可能会话：，唉，我呢个妹妹，佢只系关心自己精神上嘅享受嘅啫。
And Martha's anxiety caused her a loss of peace.
马大心里边咁烦躁，令到佢失去咗和平。
And finally, she lashed out at Jesus.
最后，佢将心里边嘅怨气都发喺耶稣身上啦。
Jesus, say something to my sister.
佢话：耶稣啊，话我妹啦。
Tell her to do something useful.
派佢做啲有用嘅事啦。
Drum some common sense into her.
教下佢啲做人嘅基本道理啦。
She is not a perfectionist like me, and that's terrible, Jesus, don't you think?
佢唔似得好似我咁，凡事都做到尽善尽美。主耶稣啊，你认为咁系咪好差呢？
Let me read to you verse 40 of chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke.
让我读一读路加福音嘅十章四十节啊。
She came to Jesus and asked him, Lord,Don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
那里呢，他提到，马大呢就进前来，就说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意么？
Tell her to help me.
请吩咐她来帮助我。
Thank you.
And I want to tell you more about Mary and Martha.
我呢好想多讲一啲关于马大同埋玛利亚嘅事俾你听。
I want to tell you more about Martha's loss of peace.
我想呢係讲多啲呢係关于马大失去平安嘅问题。
And I want to tell you about Jesus' answer to Martha's envious request.
我亦都呢想话俾你听主耶稣係点样去回应马大嘅嫉妒嘅呢。
But now we have run out of time.
但是呢我们时间已经差不多了。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神呢大大赐福给你。如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。